You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Wednesday, and the most interesting thing in tech is a little bit self-promotional, but it is genuinely the most interesting thing in tech. So, Kevin Kelly, one of the founders of this magazine and a longtime brilliant tech prognosticator, has written a cover story for us. It's called Welcome to Mirror World. And we have this crazy, funky, bizarre cover. His argument is that we're entering a world where we're going to be able to create mirrors of more or less everything. Think about every physical object. It will all be mapped in real time. It will all be connected to all of the other objects. And we'd be able to see all those objects, replace all those objects, change all those objects through glasses or other devices that we look through. You can get a little bit of sense of what the mirror world will be like when you think about visiting a city by using Google Street View or riding one of those exercise bikes where you can ride around Acadia National Park. It's a little bit of what it's like to be in mirror world. Augmented reality, think about Pokemon Go, where you can take artificial worlds and layer them top of the physical world we live in. That's a little bit of mirror world. Kevin has a great line about how augmented reality is to mirror world what an awkward child is to a fully grown adult. But what's going to happen is we're going to live in this world where everything is connected and spaces are connected, where you can search for example, show me every park bench in the world that's facing a river, and you'll be able to get that information. And so Kevin's point is we're going into this with a combination of our mapping skills, with a combination of augmented reality, with a combination of all the different forms of search that we're creating, including voice search, that these things are going to converge. And all of these new economic opportunities are going to be created. Businesses are going to be created. Crazy things are going to be created. It's a little bit like an essay about the internet in 1989 or 1990, where it's very hard to piece out what's coming, but where we know the thing that's coming is huge. So that's the mirror world. A really good essay by Kevin Kelly. You should definitely read it. It would change the way you think about where we're headed and what's coming next. Anyway, I will see you tomorrow, and I promise whatever I talk about tomorrow will be probably a little less grand, but also a little less cool. See you then.